Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm going to record an audio version with this, too. I know for myself, sometimes I like to be able to walk and listen or whatever. But it also gives me a chance to practice other technology and for you to hear some options that are available. I'm recording this from my cell phone. I'm just going to post it quickly with an app called Audio Boom. So here we go. We get started for the week. This is the Monday Memo, the September 5th, as I sit out in my wife's classroom trying to catch mice so she can come in and work. Really, the first 6 weeks of school, as is the first week, should really be concentrating on getting kids set for the school year, practicing those routines, rituals, expectations. And I'll hit this on some of the items, especially in the nuts and bolts section, but that the portable, although providing some breathing room, really provides some additional things to be cognizant about as you're practicing with kids. So as far as a portable, just some things to keep in mind is where they will exit from that portable. There are double doors at the bottom of the ramp. They're the closest set of doors as you walk out. That's what kids should be using. They should not use the single door, meaning at the very end of the portable hallway is a single door that's outside of Jess, Mary, Amber, and Diane's space. That is an exit door for emergency only, and we shouldn't have kids coming and going through there. Use the big double doors at the bottom. The portables also present a new line of sight issue on the playground that we didn't have, or at least since they were here before, meaning staff are going to have to be mobile when they're outside looking around corners. Also, I'd like kids to not be gathered at any time right outside of the portable entrance or exit. That would be the area right outside of Heather Brown's windows. There's kind of a little alcove there, if that's the correct term, that provides a blind spot right now to both cameras and staff. So at no time should kids be in there. They need to just get out to the playground and come in from the playground. We'll practice and designate an area to line up. My guess would be it's just going to be away from the building, a little bit further on the tar, similar to how they'd line up before, but just a little bit further back. Again, we'll just treat it like a normal part of the building. I mean, we don't bounce walls off the regular part of the school, so we won't bounce balls off the portable. It's a building. We run around it, we get away from it, we play, and we have fun. The schedule this year, just some things to keep in mind. The link to the schedule is online, and I can print off copies. Again, the start of the week, I know people are settling in, but we'll do our best to get where we need to get on time. As we start the day, parents will drop off and come in the main west entry. That's the same as last year. The buses will drop off in the back as they had before. However, rather than having kids come through the parking lot into the building, we're going to have them walk the sidewalk, head to the west, which would be kind of toward the library Fayette end. We're going to have the kids come in through the southwest corner. That'll give kids, get kids away from the back parking lot. It'll move the traffic away from anything back there. Hopefully the buses can pull forward and just block that whole intersection and drop kids off to eliminate car traffic altogether. It also gets the traffic, the kid traffic, out of the kindergarten end, so our kindergartners can just hang right when they come in and go right to their coat racks and hooks and not have all the other kids walking in and out of them. It also lets us see the kids come straight in from the outside, so there's no more making a mad dash to the corner and then slowing down when they can see us. Kids will still, you know, hang up their backpacks and drop everything off and then go either to the cafeteria or outside. And again, it'll just be that reminder of we're going to go through the double doors and we're going to walk till we get outside, run when you get outside. The recess schedule will change a little bit this year. It'll still be recess and then lunch. However, first and second grade will go out first, then kindergarten, then third and fourth, again with a little bit of overlap on each. That also will change the order of lunch when the kids do go to eat. Just make sure you're checking out when you're supposed to be there and what the order is. A reminder again, and I think I have this written a few times, to just have the kids not in that small area right outside the portable entrance and exit. The end of the day, all classes will release at the bell. We'll have the bell switch to 2:55. That's about 5 minutes later than in the past. So there's no need for anybody to go early or late, and that's everybody. If we all go when the bell rings, we should have a steady flow of traffic on both sides of the hallway and a single file line going where people need to go. So there shouldn't be anybody early to the gym or the cafeteria. We should all be set to go. Hopefully that 5 minutes and everybody leaving at the same time, well, we're just going to get in there, get where we need to get lines set, and get going. Bus lines will be the same staff and practice as last year. Parent pickup will be pretty much the same. The only thing I'll ask to change is rather than teachers standing on the wall or in kind of the entryway door of the cafeteria, stand in the center of the cafeteria, which would be toward the back of your lines. That will give you full sight of every kid and everything in front of you, and also a clear or clearer line of sight to the cafeteria doors, so if there's anything going on, you can see it. And, as you can probably figure it out, it does eliminate some congestion of the adults in the entryway when we're trying to get kids outside. Space changes and updates. The workroom bookroom is now closer to the main office next to Mr. Locken's room. You know, please just treat that space with the respect it deserves. It's a shared workspace for everybody. There's all sorts of do's and don'ts I could go over, but it is. It's a shared space for everyone, so just treat it that way. We still need to go through the bookroom books and just kind of make sure they're all organized and in the proper areas. And if anybody's interested in the science leveled library, it would be interesting to have a discussion if people are using them, why or why not, and what would be, I mean, maybe we just leave them the way they are and that's fine, or if it needs to be tinkered with as well. In the back of the cafeteria was a combined room with Children's Mental Health Services, our school counselor, and a truancy officer. That's now being turned into a family resource base. It's not named yet, and it's being defined as we go, but the nuts and bolts are there will be a food and essentials pantry in there. There will be access to a computer, especially for families that don't have access at home, so they can view some of the digital content we have at school that we're hoping that they see, but they don't have a computer, so we'll get them set up in there. Also a small meeting space so that I could work with them, our student support specialist, our licensed counselor, Ashley Kudrowski, could meet in there. Maybe another meeting space even for staff, something that's not so formal, maybe more comfortable for families to come in. With that said, Children's Mental Health Services had been in that room. We no longer have the company Children's Mental Health Services. We, as a district, have switched to North Homes. The North Homes office will go to what was our old workroom, which is in the corner and across from the lounge, and that will be Larissa True. Larissa had been with us before. She'll now be with the new company. That space is currently, it's under construction still, but we're working on it. The counselor had been in a shared space. That space will now move next door to my office, where we now have a full-time student support specialist, and I'd mentioned her name earlier. Our student support specialist is Ashley Kudrowski, who is also a licensed school counselor. So that is getting a lot longer than I thought, so I can't imagine how long it is to read. Quite a bit to go on. Hopefully you were able to use this audio recording while you were on a treadmill or active or out and about doing something. Second step, we will meet this Wednesday. Those that are on duty at the time of our PLCs will meet the first PLC this Wednesday to go over second step and some responsive classroom topics. As we gear up the year, the PLCs will really, you won't be surprised, they'll be to gear up our year. And second step lessons won't start until the end of September or beginning of October, but we'll define that as we get going. Some other clips in that memo, but I guess I'll close with, if you listen this far, great, and thank you. But also that reminder of, you know, this is the first, this is the start of the school year. It's a lot of firsts for the kids, and we may have done it hundreds or thousands of times, but really, boy, we have done it a while now. remember to take that first 6 weeks approach to really train the kids on everything, even if it's just the way you want something done in your space. Let's set the kids up to succeed, and I hope you have a great start to your year.